For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Jeanette Gwynn. Award-winning solo performer David Lee Nelson brings his new and very personal play to Piccolo Spoleto in Charleston. It's a comedy about cancer. Last year, David received news that would change his life, and he sits down to talk with us about it. I've seen your other plays. This time the subject is cancer. How did you get there?
So last year, 2017, I was living in Atlanta, and towards the beginning of the year, I noticed that I had this pain in my stomach, and I went to doctors, and no one seemed to know what it was. And 6 weeks later, I was at my second emergency room in a month and a half, and they did a CT scan. They told me that I had a tumor in my colon, and that I had, turns out I had stage 4 colon cancer, which apparently is a trend now of people in their 30s getting colon cancer. So I'm a writer, and I've always written about my life, and this was all of a sudden my life. And one of my good friends in Los Angeles, Nick Cobb is his name, he's a stand-up comic, and I was like kind of telling him the stuff I was writing, and he was like, well, are you going out? Are you doing it? Are you performing it? And I'm like, dude, I'm sick. I can't go out and perform. And he was like, we should write a blog or something. And so I did. I started writing a blog about my time in chemo, and it became fairly popular. And I did it for a couple of reasons. Number one, to kind of give myself an outlet. And number two, so I did it so I wouldn't have to tell like my aunts and uncles and cousins what was happening every day. But then all of a sudden, people from high school started reading it. People I didn't know started reading it. And the most amazing comments that I got were people who are going through cancer who are like, man, this is so funny. Thank you for you're putting this in ways that I can't. And also people who knew people going through cancer. They're like, man, my brother's going through this. And now I feel like I know more what he's going through. And that was just a really rewarding thing to hear. So I turned that writing into my new show, Stages.
Stages. What do we see?
Well, what I hope you see first and foremost is a great play. And I think Adam Knight, the director who's directed all my other solo shows, Elephant in My Closet and Status Update, I think that's what we've created here. A story about man, me, who gets some unexpected news and has to deal with life in the aftermath. And the lens I write through is humor from my days doing stand-up. Since this topic, cancer is so tense. It longs for release and laughter, and so it's just been a real joy to kind of look at this topic through those eyes.
What's in the future? You're working on another show?
We're turning the story into a book, so I'm in the process of writing a book based on what happened. Touring the play, we go to Asheville, North Carolina immediately after this. We'll be at the North Carolina Stage Company, and then seeing where this play goes and seeing where life goes.
So how else has cancer changed your life in good ways?
We all know the devastation that it can cause. And I always want to give weight to that. I always want to, this isn't a frivolous thing we're talking about. And when I say it's a comedy about cancer, this is not a frivolous look at this disease. It's just made me feel so much closer to my family. It's made me feel closer to people I grew up with. My aunts and uncles have been sending me cards and checks and gift certificates. And, it's just to see how the outpouring of support and love, just the time I got to spend with my girlfriend, Jamie, the time I got to spend with my mom and dad, taking me down to treatment and bringing back, those are valuable moments. For that, I'm really grateful.
That was David Lee Nelson finding hope in unlikely places. He is on stage in Stages at the College of Charleston's Chapel Theater on Calhoun Street through Saturday. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Jeanette Gwynn.